This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top of the hour, I want to dive a little deeper into the coaching rankings that came out in the NFL and also the quarterback rankings. That was even more interesting to me because that came from executives, coaches, scouts in the NFL through ESPN. We talked about it, mentioned it briefly, just that Aaron Rodgers wasn't in the top 10 and was in also receiving votes. So let's dive in a little more to what we think of that, but also just the actual listing itself. I had a major, major problem with one of their picks, or should I say one of the guys they didn't pick for the top five. In the meantime, TJ Watt and your reaction out there started the show by being very, very interested in how the fan base really appears to be split, and that was borne out again in the calls early in the show. My point was and is that any other superstar player in his prime for any team in any sport in any city ever, the vast majority would be celebrating in the streets right now. That doesn't seem to be the case with TJ Watt. And I wonder if it's more about him or about the plight of the Steelers these days, where they haven't been competitive in a single playoff game since 2016. What is it? We've had a lot of theories, a lot of good calls so far, and I want to continue that at 412-928-9370. But first, I want you to hear what they're saying on Cleveland radio. Most of the world reporting that TJ Watt getting $41 million, which is, can't help but notice, slightly above $40 million on his three-year extension, more than Myles Garrett got on his contract. So what do we make of that, and what do they make of it in Cleveland? Let's take a listen. Limits, what station is this?
This is 92.3 The Fan. This is Nick Wilson, one of their afternoon drive hosts after the deal was announced.
TJ Watt signing a three-year, $123 million extension that includes $108 million. Myles getting a $40 million deal. TJ getting $41 million per year average. Good for you, TJ. Who's a big man, TJ? Aren't you a big, strong boy? Oh, don't you feel like a bigger man today? Oh, gosh, TJ, you got one more $1 million a year than Myles Garrett. Oh, gosh, this, maybe you'll stop throwing temper tantrums when you don't win every Defensive Player of the Year award, right? Maybe you won't cry as much when people point out that Myles Garrett, who's been to the playoffs twice in his career, have more playoffs wins than you, right? Maybe, TJ, you won't cry so hard every time somebody says nice about anything nice about some other defensive player that also happens to be a pass rusher in the NFL. I hope this, TJ, I hope this completes you as a person so that the rest of us don't have to hear you cry and whine.
What?
This irritated the hell out of me.
First of all, has this guy followed Myles Garrett his whole career?
The graveyard?
TJ put out the peace sign on Instagram. That was about all we heard from him. If you want to talk about people who cried and whined for a new contract and went to the length of toying with a fan base's emotions, that was Myles Garrett. I'll repeat his little statement to Ian Rapoport. You know, whatever it was, 6 months ago. Quote, as a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. And that goal fuels me today more than ever, Garrett wrote. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio and the incredible fan base of the Cleveland Browns has made this one of the toughest decisions of my life. These past 8 years have shaped me into the man I am today. While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. You talk about playing with people's emotions, your home fans, your fan base. And you compare that to what? And the other thing here is I never, ever, ever blame TJ Watt for wanting what he wanted. I've been consistent about that from day one. Would I have traded him? Yes. To the ends of bettering this franchise for the future and hopefully making that another step toward getting the franchise quarterback, who I think is more important than an edge rusher. But I could be wrong about that. That's A. B, more importantly, from TJ's side, he had every right to ask what he for what he got. I want to be higher paid than Myles Garrett. You know why? Because I'm better than him. And in every measurable category, pretty much, he is better than him. And he should have won Defensive Player of the Year a couple years ago. It was the first time that I ever remember in football voters using analytics to decide on defensive player, like deep analytics, Defensive Player of the Year. You had dinosaurs like Peter King. No offense, he's great, was great. Suddenly using pass rush rate and things like that to vault somebody over somebody else in a deserving year for TJ Watt. So this guy, what's his name?
Nick Wilson.
Nick Wilson should look at people in his own city, namely one guy, Myles Garrett, and all the crying and all the all how he played and toyed with his fan base there. But he's saying TJ Watt did this, and who could blame TJ Watt for wanting more money than Myles Garrett?
Considering,
I don't think there's anybody who blames him for wanting this, is there?
Not at all. Not at all, and neither should they. I was flabbergasted by this because they got to take off the rose-covered glasses to their savior, Myles Garrett.
That's rose-colored limits.
Whatever, I don't care. By the fact that if you look at every statistic that matters outside of PFF's insider numbers that we have to look at because, oh, Myles can really win off the line. He wins in every major category. Sacks, tackles, tackles for loss, interceptions is 7-0. Forced fumbles he has by 13. He's doubled his fumble recoveries than Garrett. If you look at it from an actual perspective where I don't understand how, and maybe this will come off as a homer take, we try to make this with the most logical and reasoned focus on this show, I think, and we separate everything and we have a good narrow belief of what's facts and what is reality and separate that from bias. And that's just a fact. That TJ Watt is a better player than Myles Garrett, and he does, in theory, deserve to ask for more money than Myles Garrett. Should he have gotten it because Cleveland is stupid and gave him more money than the market indicated he needed to get? That's here nor there. But I do think that just crying and saying, oh, well, TJ Watt complaining about this, complaining about that, it's a lot to do about nothing when Myles Garrett set the bar at requesting a trade in an entire statement compared to just a simple little peace sign with no context.
I want to hear it again and pick it apart again. We had Devin McCourty on the other day saying TJ Watt's a better player. That's kind of beside the point, too. Myles Garrett signed his deal, and TJ wanted more than Myles Garrett. I would have, too. Well, I don't see in and of itself like why the mocking of TJ for wanting and getting more than Myles Garrett. Are we going to mock Micah Parsons when he gets more than both of them?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And he's younger.
And in a couple of years, if not sooner than that, somebody else will get more than all of them. And that's the way it works in the NFL. Let's hear that again, Limits.
TJ Watt signing a three-year, $123 million extension that includes $108 million. Miles getting a $40 million deal. TJ getting $41 million per year average. Good for you, TJ. Who's a big man, TJ? Aren't you a big, strong boy? Oh, don't you feel like a bigger man today? Oh, gosh, TJ, you got one more $1 million a year than Myles Garrett. Oh, gosh, this maybe you'll stop throwing temper tantrums when you don't win every Defensive Player of the Year award, right? Maybe you won't, maybe you won't cry as much when people point out that Myles Garrett, who's been to the playoffs twice in his career, have more playoffs wins than you, right? Maybe, TJ, you won't cry so hard every time somebody says nice about anything nice about some other defensive player that also happens to be a pass rusher in the NFL. I hope this, TJ, I hope this completes you as a person so that the rest of us don't have to hear you cry and whine.
I actually think it's funny, but it's just extremely misguided. He makes it sound like Myles Garrett has been like a playoff legend or something.
Yeah, like he's Lawrence Taylor.
He has one sack in three games. Yes, they beat the Steelers that day. He had, as I recall, absolutely nothing to do with that.
No, like there was some troll that was in my mentions after I put out this tweet with all the numbers that said, oh, well, all that matters is that Myles Garrett is 1-0 against T.J. Watt in the playoffs. Yeah, Eli Manning is 2-0 against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Does that make him a better quarterback?
Yeah, it's just a one-game difference. And I don't know about these temper tantrums. I think TJ made it real clear that he deserved Defensive Player of the Year a couple years ago, and he did. And he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go back to the lines, Limits. If anybody, by the way, is now going to unite the fan base in supporting TJ Watt in this contract extension, it's the guy from Cleveland Radio.
Yep. Here is Paul in Washington, our friend, to start us off.
Hey, Paul.
Professor Starkey, pleasure to talk to you again.
You too.
I'll try not to go over the time, and I won't plant anyone in the audience. But who gives a rat's behind what that clown from Cleveland says? Really, who cares about the mistake by the lake? Let's talk about the Pied Piper that is Mike Tomlin and the tune that he is singing to Art Rooney Jr. and the rest of the ESPN, which is also known as the Eastern Socialist Progressive Network of Nutcakes, and what their opinions are of Mike Tomlin. We, the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, know he's done nothing. He has never done anything.
No, that's ridiculous. That's just stupid. He won with Cowers players. He won the Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Joe.
Did Cowher win with Chuck Knowles players?
I agree with that too, Joe. I agree with that too. But let's look
if
at
you
Mike
win,
Tomlin's
you win. If you win, you
history.
Win.
Joe, let's look at Mike Tomlin's draft history. That's all you have to look at, Joe. What are you going to do when Cam retires next year? What are you going to do when you're shorthanded on the
What's your point? Mark? What's your point
the
overall?
The point is, TJ should have never got $41 million a year. I agree with you. They should have traded him. They should have packaged him with Tomlin, traded him to Chicago. End of story. Then we maybe get a winning team again and a winning tradition.
Well, we
restored.
Come to an agreement there in the end. And
but
thank
I
you
think,
for the call. Thank you for the call. Not sure where that one was eventually headed, Limits.
No, I don't know where our guy Paul was headed with that one. I don't know.
Yes. It should have been a new start.
Yeah.
The rock bottom game, the humiliating game against the Ravens should have really jarred Art to action, but I'm not sure anything would jar Art to action. And it was a golden chance to start anew with a new coach, to absolutely get a first round pick from the Chicago Bears, no less, in a trade for Tomlin, which I think you could have gotten, and then Watt, and you still have talent on this team, and then have a real restart next season instead of going for this, what I think is pie in the sky, all in with the likes of Darius Slay and people like that, and notably Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey this season. I just don't think it's going to work. I think they're starting sort of a new next year anyway, new era. I think there was opportunity here to really, really make it a fresh start. And as I've said many times, a fresh start for Tomlin, too. I think this was a great opportunity for him to go somewhere where the people just would have went crazy for him. He could have named his price there. Of course, he's already one of the five highest paid coaches, I think, in all of North American sports. It just felt like a natural break point, and the Steelers, well, Art didn't seize that opportunity. Maybe he'll be proven right in the end. But I got 8 years of high-end mediocrity to say he won't be proven right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more
Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.